who created the tohu wabohu in front of my, in front of the office this morning?
Me.
You don't do that. There's one rule, you know, that we should observe when we are in the monastery. I mean, a mithi or a lay person should not get angry with a monk, yeah? And the lay person should not get angry with a mithi, yeah? What is this anger about, you know? I mean, it is, you know, what has it to do, yeah? It makes us just hot, yeah? Hot inside, yeah? And if the other person, you know, I mean, the Lord Buddha talked very, very well about that, you know. One person came, you know, very angry at the Lord Buddha, you know. Eh? And then he asked him, yeah, I mean, if you give somebody else a gift and this person doesn't accept this gift, you know, I mean, whose gift is it? It's a person, you know, who wants to give the other person a present or a gift, yeah, yeah. And it's the same with the anger. So, he said, you know, it's your anger. It has nothing to do with me. Yeah? And so deal with it, yeah? Deal with it, you know, go before you get angry at somebody, you know, deal with it yourself. Yeah? So for us, the same, you know, as I told the Thai people, you know, I mean, when we are here, you know, when we are here only for a short time, I mean, we really put our effort, you know, in getting our mind calm. Yeah? So we stay with the Buddha or we stay with the breath. Know that the breath goes in, know that the breath goes out, or, you know, we know that the Buddha, you know, the Buddha starts or the Buddha ends. Yeah? This is important. Yeah? And everything else does not interest us. Yeah? Yeah? We can listen to a talk, you know, while we sit down and we close our eyes. Yeah? We can listen to a talk, you know, of Lungga Mahabo or talk in English, it doesn't matter, yeah? Doesn't matter what language it is, we just listen to it, yeah? And when the talk comes from the heart, you know, I mean, it leads us to the heart. Yeah? So, it can make us very, very easy, you know, and make us calm, yeah? Also, walking meditation can make us calm very easily if we walk, you know, fast enough, yeah? We don't run, but we walk fast, yeah? And the faster we walk, the less we have to concentrate the rest of the chitta that is still free. So we train it with Buddha or we train it with the breath, no matter what you want, yeah? And what you prefer, I mean, both of them are good methods, yeah? Or you can use, you know, if it is too difficult, you use the Buddha with breathing in and the Do with breathing out, yeah? Until the mind gets really calm, yeah? And every thought and every memory that comes up, you replace with the Buddha or you replace with the attention on the breath, yeah? And everything else, you are not interested, yeah? The only question, you know, you set yourself down, you know, you close your eyes, you sit comfortably, you close your eyes and said, for the next hour, yeah, I will do samatha. And there's nothing else than samatha, that means, you know, Buddha or anapanasati, yeah? And when you're not, yeah, and you notice you're not with samatha, you're not with the Buddha, or you're not with the breath, then bring it back. Yeah? I mean, most of the time we are somewhere in our past or in the future, you know, planning this, planning that. Yeah? I mean, by now, yeah, I mean, especially if we are older, we should know that all our plans have not even come true. All the things that we wanted to do, you know, all the things that we planned. Oh, yeah, if I do this, you know, I will be happy. If I do that, I will be happy. And we come here and we are still unhappy. Because our plans didn't work. Yeah? So, it's a waste of time to be in the future. Yeah? Oh, yes, yes, when I go, you know, I mean, when you stay here only for a week or for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, yeah? Oh, when I go home, you know, I will practice, you know, and then you plan how to set up. I mean, you won't do that, yeah? I can promise you, unless you're really a strict person, yeah? You won't do that, yeah? So these plans are completely obsolete, you know, completely useless. Just like, you know, going back in our past, yeah? Whatever has gone, you know, whatever has passed, yeah? I mean, we cannot correct it anymore. When we've done evil, you know, we try, you know, to remember, okay, this is what I have done, you know, I have done, you know, this thing, you know, to that person, yeah. May this person forgive me. May this person be happy. May be free from dukkha, yeah. And then we forget about it, yeah. We will, you know, and we know we will reap the results of this karma, of our karmic actions, yeah. So when we hurt somebody, you know, somebody will hurt us, you know, be it physical or mentally, you know, whatever, yeah. So we accept this result. Karma is, you know, is one of the basic things of Buddhism, yeah. Whatever you do unto others, others will do unto you, yeah. And that's why we have the saying, you know, in probably all of the Western languages, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever you have done unto others, others will do unto you. I mean, it's so simple, yeah? But nobody lives by this principle, yeah? We get angry and we blast our anger onto somebody, you know, and then we are amazed, you know, when somebody gets angry at us, yeah? How can that be? You know, I'm such a nice person, yeah? No. It's coming all, everything, what we have done in the past, you know, will come back to us, yeah? If we have done very bad things, you know, we might even go to hell for a while, you know, and then come back, you know, and then receive, you know, receive the reminder of our karma. Yeah? This is something that we should be aware of, yeah? The other thing we should be aware of are, you know, the Four Noble Truths, yeah? The truth of dukkha, yeah? Dissatisfaction, yeah? Restlessness, pain, suffering, yeah? Dukkha is all this, you know, it's a container for all these things, yeah? Boredom, you know, I mean, it is all restlessness, you know, it's all dukkha, yeah? But we don't notice because, I mean, we all have, you know, our ways, you know, how to avoid it, yeah? Not here. It's very difficult to avoid it here. You see it much more clearly when you're here in the monastery. When you're at home, you know, you grab your phone or you grab something to eat, you know, or you go out or you listen to this or you listen to that, you know. And that's why we don't notice the dukkha in the world, yeah, in the world of the senses. But here we notice it very, very easily, you know. It becomes very, very clear, very obvious, you know. I mean, there's a lot of dukkha in our life, yeah. So we can work on this, yeah? The Lord Buddha said, this first noble truth. Where does it, you know, what is the second noble truth? You know, the cause for our dukkha. You know, what is the cause for our dukkha? Yeah? I mean, he said it's tanha, yeah? The desire, yeah? Wanting to be or wanting not to be, or wanting to have this, wanting not to have this, yeah? And so on, yeah? It's, yeah? Or I like this, you know, I mean, if you put it very bluntly, you know, I like this and I don't like this, yeah? Or I hate this or I don't hate this, yeah? This is where our dukkha comes from. The mental dukkha, the physical dukkha comes from this body, yeah? We have to realize it, you know, the pain, you know, that when we sit long, you know, it comes from this body. The pain of aging, you know, comes from this body, you know, the pain of sickness comes from this body, you know? Yeah? But we want this body. That's why we are born, you know, in the human realm. Because we love this body, you know, we really love this, yeah? We can't get enough of it, yeah? Just like, you know, mad people, you know, yeah? I mean, driving cars, you know, I mean, they get one car, you know, drive it to, you know, crash it, you know, and then they get the next car and crash it and get the next car, they can't get enough of the car. And so we can't get enough of this body, yeah? We need one body after the other body. But when we look at it, you know, when we look at the human body, because this is, you know, just one, yeah, of the 31 realms of existence. There are other realms of existence, yeah, where you don't have this heavy bodily form, yeah, where you have a light bodily form, be it in the heavenly world, or be it in the, you know, in the ghost realms, or in the demon realms, or even in the hell realms, yeah. They have your light bodily form, yeah? Or there are some heavenly realms where you don't have a body at all, yeah. But you have other things, yeah? I mean, we love our thoughts, we love our memories, we love our consciousness, and so on and so on, yeah? We are addicted to these five khandhas, yeah? And we can't get enough of it, so... But when... Just think about the human realm, you know? Think about the human realm. How long does it take you, you know, to master this body? At least 18 years. You have to learn to walk, you have to learn to talk, we have to learn to read and write, and we have to learn to think, yeah? So we have to go through the whole school system, you know, 16, 18 years, yeah, before we can actually use this body to its full extent. And how long do we have it? Yeah. At this time, in this area, you know, I mean, we have it, you know, at full strength, maybe for 30 years. And then, you know, at the age of 45 or 50, you know, I mean, it starts decaying. Until we can't breathe anymore, and that's what we call death. And in the moment of death, we love to have another body, so we are born again, you know, maybe in the human realm most of the time, you know, or in the ghost realm, you know, and then we come back in the human realm, and then might be, some of us might go up to the deva realm, and then they come back, and then they land in the hell realm, you know, and then they come back in the ghost realm, and they come back as a human being, yeah? And they do enough karma, you know, to go through all these 31 realms, yeah? Just like we travel through 31 different countries, you know, every country is a little bit different, yeah? Yeah? And we say, oh, that is nice, you know, but after 3 weeks, you know, we get bored. We like to travel to another country, yeah? And that's it, yeah? I mean, for how many millions of times have we done this, yeah? When are you going to stop? This is the question you should ask. When are you going to stop? When are you going to stop to be born again? Yeah? In the fourth noble truth gives us the way, you know, to be never be born again. Yeah? And that is a noble truth, the fourth noble truth of leading, you know, leading to the cessation of dukkha. Yeah? And that is sila samadhi panya. Sila is the precepts, the five precepts, yeah? For us, it is the eight precepts, you know, when we are here, we keep the eight precepts, yeah? Samadhi is what I talked about in the beginning, learning to concentrate the mind on one point, yeah? It is of absolutely necessity. Without this, you know, I mean, we cannot investigate anything, yeah? Because if thinking itself, you know, if you use, you know, some people think, you know, vipassana is thinking about this, thinking about that, solving this problem, solving that problem. If thinking would have solved our problem, we would not sit through this pain. Huh? We would not need, you know, we could solve the problem in our head and then we are free. And some people actually do that, yeah. They solve the problem of nibbana, or it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself, so I'm free now, yeah. And now I can do whatever I want, yeah. Yeah? And that's how they solve the problem until they die, you know, they realize, you know, I mean, they're just going to hell or going to the ghost realm, yeah? That's how they solve the problem, yeah? No, we solve the problem, you know, through learning how to concentrate on one point, yeah? And then through investigation. In investigation, you know, I mean, without sati, without the knowingness, you know, that can, without the ability to concentrate on one object, be it the body itself or be it part of the body, and to penetrate it, yeah, and asking the right questions, we cannot get any, yeah, any wisdom. Yeah? It's a development of wisdom. Yeah? Panya is the development of wisdom. Yeah? It's not the development of knowledge, because then we just need to go to the library. Yeah? Knowledge doesn't help us. And actually, you know, people have practiced, you know, good enough, yeah. They would know that in the end, you know, before they reach any deeper state, you know, of realization, I mean, they have to give up all their knowledge. Because that knowledge is going to hinder them to enter, you know, into higher states of realization, yeah. It's a block, yeah. So the more knowledge, you know, you acquire, the more knowledge you have to let go in the end, yeah. What you need to know is, you know, am I with my Buddha, am I with my breath, yeah? Or when you do investigation, am I with the object of investigation and asking the right questions, yeah? And not listening to the answers that come, you know, that come from the kilesas that say, oh yeah, this pain is coming because I sit uncomfortable. No, this pain is not coming from there, yeah? We have to ask, you know, we have to question, you know, where is the pain located, yeah? Is it fluctuating? Is it anicca? You know, is it anatta? You know, is it dukkha? Yeah? Where is the pain? Is it in the bones? Is it in the skin? Is it in the flesh? Yeah? Where is it? Where is it? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the muscles? Yeah? Where is the pain? Where is the pain? Huh? No. We get up and the pain is gone. Ah, that is our solution, yeah, to the pain. Yeah? No. That is, you know, that keeps us stupid, yeah? We never understand what pain is. Yeah? And if you think about death, you know, the pain of death is much worse, you know, than the pain that we sit, you know, for two or when we sit for 2 or 3 hours. Yeah? Okay, so that's enough. Yeah, if you have any questions, you know, please go ahead and ask them. Any questions? Singapore? What is your name, by the way?
Fang.
He has a lot of questions. Huh? And a lot of imagination. I mean, meditation is not about imagining this or that, yeah? I mean, that is a problem when we listen, you know, to people, you know, who explain, you know, the path of practice, yeah? Then we see, okay. And then we take this kind of imagination, look for it, and we will see it. But it's not the real thing. Yeah? It's fake gold, you know? Or, you know right? The real thing is, you know, when we do the Buddha, you know, to stay with the Buddha and know what the Buddha is doing, you know, is the Buddha fast, is it slow, is it deep, is it shallow? And the same with the breath, yeah? That is the thing that we concentrate on. Not looking for this or that, yeah? Ah, is it close to Apanna Samadhi now? I'm going to disperse, yeah? Ooh. Then we are already out, yeah? Either you are with the Buddha or with the breath or you're not. When you're not samadhi. Yeah? This should be very clear. Yeah? When we look, yeah, most of the people, you know, we all do the same mistake, you know. I myself did the same mistake, you know. I mean, when there was a nice feeling coming up through our effort and practice, you know, of course we go to this feeling. Yeah? But then we are not in samadhi anymore. Then we are with the feeling. Yeah? We are not with the Buddha or we are not with the breath. Yeah? And actually what I found out later is, if I stick with the breath, yeah, if I stick with the anapanasati, because that's what I did, yeah, I mean the feeling increases. It gets more and more intense, yeah? Yeah. But when I go, you know, to the feeling, you know, it becomes less and less and less and decreases. Yeah? Huh? Okay, understood? Any questions? No questions? Are there some questions that you want to read? Yeah. Good, then read some questions and then we go back to practice, yeah? Oh, so many. And long question as well.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I meditate regularly, but as I stagnate, I feel the lack of motivation, which increases day by day. Do you have any suggestions from my second question?
Yeah. The first question, yeah? I mean, look at the dukkha. Yeah? When you wake up, yeah, you don't want to get up, there's dukkha of the body, yeah? When you're hungry, there's dukkha of the body. When you're sleepy, there's dukkha of the body. When you need to go to the toilet, it's dukkha of the body. Yeah. And when you don't like this, there's the dukkha of the mind. When you don't, when you want something, there's a dukkha. Look at the dukkha. I mean, this gives you enough motivation. Or, yeah, I mean, if some people, you know, look at anicca, impermanent, yeah. I mean, whatever we built it, whatever we created, whatever we wanted, you know, it's falling apart. It's falling apart, yeah? This body is falling apart, you know, I mean, our things are falling apart, you know, I mean, the food, you know, we have to replenish every day, you know, otherwise, you know, I mean, it's falling apart, yeah? So look at anicca, or look at dukkha, yeah? I mean, these are the motivations, yeah, to get you down to practice. If he doesn't see the dukkha, look for the dukkha. Yeah? There's enough dukkha. Yeah? Next question. Yes, the second question.
My second question concerns investigation. I have a lot of trouble with this concept because in practice I don't know what I should do. Should we think about the object of the investigation when analyzing it? Finally, what does Tanaja mean?
I mean, I explained it so often, yeah? I mean, we concentrate on the object of investigation. You know, if it is a part of the body, I mean, for instance, we concentrate on the body, you know, and see it, how it is born, how it gets old, you know, how it gets sick and how it gets died. You know, we just look at it. Yeah? Sometimes, you know, I mean, we look at the body, you know, the body is lying in front of us, and then we ask the question, what is going to happen when this body dies? Huh? And then the citta shows us death. Yeah? So we ask the right questions, you know, I mean, in the beginning, you know, the questions are, don't ask why, yeah, because that leads to thinking. Ask what is happening when this body dies, you know, what goes out first, what goes out, you know, what dissipates, you know, last, yeah. Or, you know, what are the elements, you know, what is the difference between the lung, yeah, and what is the difference between, you know, the kidneys and the lung, you know, or the blood, you know, and the arteries, you know, whatever, yeah. I mean, look at it, penetrate it, you know, and see for what it is and ask the right questions, yeah. Where suddenly, you know, you have skin and suddenly hair comes out. So, I mean, look at it, you know. Where is the hair coming out? What makes this hair grow, you know? Or what is the essence of the hair? Can I dissect it, yeah? The same with the lung, can I dissect it? You know, let me see it, you know, if I chop it up. Let me see it, if I, you know, if I fry it, you know, if I put it under fire. These are the questions we should ask and the citta will show us. But if you don't have a mental image of the object that we investigate, then it is very difficult, yeah? Then you have to train, you know, then you have to train it more, yeah? You just do it like in samadhi, you know, I mean, you repeat over and over again, you know, the object that you want to see until you start to see it. For some people it is very easy because they did it in their previous lives, yeah? And for some people, including myself, it was very difficult. It took me 9 months, you know, until I could actually have an image of this, huh, of this object that I wanted to see, yeah? But once I could see it, you know, then I could dissect it, yeah? And ask the right question. Yeah? So the important thing is that to look at the object, you know, and see it, you know, and have a clearly visual image, you know, of it, yeah? I mean, in the beginning, you can take any anatomy class, you know, book, you know, or the Asupa pictures that are, you know, that we have some copies of it, yeah, and look at this, you know, just take one image and have it in your mind and reproduce it in your mind, yeah, and then, you know, look at it and ask the questions, yeah. Next.
Finally, what does Tanajan mean when he talks about getting ready in the evening?
Getting ready in the evening. I don't know what I mean, because I can't remember. Ready in the evening, you know, I mean, when you come back, yeah? I mean, when I talk about you, coming back from work, you know, the first thing is, you know, you do 40 minutes of calm meditation and after that you do your daily reflection. Yeah, what happened during that? With what kind of thought, you know, did I get up? You know, what did I do then? What kind of thoughts or feelings or memories were there, you know, and going through the whole day. If you can't remember, then get to the next thing, yeah, thing that you can remember. Yeah? That is from what I think is getting ready. Yeah? But I don't know, I mean, he has to give me more context, you know, when I said it. So next.
Thank you a lot for the videos and for your answer.
Hmm?
He just thanks Tanaja and Yen.
Yeah.
So this is very long. So it's 8 different questions, 7 different questions. Good afternoon, I am Vincent.
Yeah, you don't have to mention your name, yeah, so. Well, what does he ask?
Let's see. About the Eightfold Path, knowing the great importance of right view in the Noble Eightfold Path, may I know, first of all, what actually is right view in the Noble Eightfold Path?
Right view is, you know, that you do things, that you think things, and and speak things that are in line with the Dhamma. That's right view. Or give wholesome results, huh? I mean, if you want to see it, you know, I mean, in line with the Dhamma or in line with wholesome result. Eh? What's that?
How to cultivate or develop right view.
I don't want to go into the eight factors, you know. I mean, this is not the way Lungga Mahabodha taught, yeah. Lungga Mahabodha taught always about Sila Samadhi Panya, yeah. And actually, you know, there was a bhikkhu, you know, in Sri Lanka, I think it was a German bhikkhu, who grouped these three, you know, who made it, you know, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, and then, you know, within these, you know, are the eightfold path. Yeah? I mean, it's much easier to talk about it, what is right view, you know, I mean, yeah. Is it in line with the Dhamma? What is right action? Is it in line with the Dhamma? You know, I mean, you ask yourself, you know, this is, what is right samadhi? I mean, there are wrong samadhis, for instance, driving with 200 miles, you know, per hour over the street, yeah? That is wrong samadhi. It's samadhi, but it's wrong samadhi, yeah? Or climbing a mountain, you know, climbing the Tibetan mountains, you know, that's wrong samadhi. Or doing some very, very dangerous sport, you know, that is wrong samadhi. But right samadhi is sitting down and concentrating your mind on, yeah? See, these things, you know, I mean, Sila Samadhi Panya, I mean, about this I can talk about, you know, I mean, so many things, you know, I mean, this person has this view, that person has this view, you know, I mean, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so I'll skip some of them.
Yeah, I mean, when he goes into Eightfold Path, you know, skip it, yeah? Sila, yeah, keep the five precepts, you know, in whatever you do, yeah? The five precepts are very clear, yeah? Not to harm any living being, yeah? Not to take what is not given, no sexual misconduct, yeah? No lies, no harsh speech, yeah? No hurtful speech, yeah? And no alcohol, no drugs, you know, whatever makes us unmindful, yeah? It's so easy, you know, and everything, you know, falls in place, you know, and then you don't even need to think about the Eightfold Path, yeah? And if every action, every thought, you know, is in line with the Sila, you know, I mean, and if you have concentration, you know, I mean, yes. Okay, and I forget about the Eightfold Path. Go to the next question.
I read that many people became arahants just by listening to a few statements or short teachings by the Buddha himself during the Buddha's time. Is this still possible nowadays?
I mean, since Lumpu Man, Lumpu Sauna, I mean, they had to work very, 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 very hard, you know, to get to the arahantship, yeah? No, I don't think this exists, you know. But, you know, it might. Yeah? Who am I to know, yeah? I mean, that is the Western way, you know. I just want to listen to some truthful, explosive Dhamma, and that sets me free. Yeah. I mean, when you look, you know, Sariputta and Moggallana. I mean, they listened to one of the monks, you know, of the Lord Buddha, and they attained to Sotapanna. They didn't attain to arahantship. Yeah. I mean, they had to work very hard, you know, to get to arahantship. But Anya Kondanya, yet it is the one person, you know, that is mentioned in the sutta, you know, that listened to a sermon of the Lord Buddha and got enlightened. Yeah. I don't know about anybody else, you know, I don't think it's so many that people, you know, just listen
every
to.
Second.
What?
Every second sutta is like, and 500 people that don't know.
And 5,000, yeah. I mean, not everything that is, I mean, Lungta said it, you know, not everything that is written in the suttas is correct. Keep it also, you know, keep them. At least from my experience, from me being around here for 30 years, you know, I mean, I haven't met anybody, you know, who just listened to, you know, and got arahantship there. Anyway, so next. I doubt that it is possible. At this age and time. Yeah, I mean, be born at the time of the Lord Buddha, maybe you are. But how many lifetimes does it take you? How much you have to go through? How much practice you have? I mean, Sariputta and Moggallana, they practice for life on end, yeah? Even to become an arahant, you know, I mean, you have to train for eons of life, yeah? Oh. And then, okay, I want to become an arahant. Yeah, okay. Let's go ahead. Next.
For lay Buddhists, how can one overcome the fetter of self to become a soul tapami?
Self? No, you don't. They don't listen, you know. I mean, I talk so often about it. Eh? The fetter of self is not the problem. There are three fetters to yeah. The fetter of doubt, yeah. This is the most problematic fetter in the West. The fetter of doubt. The doubt that doubt that there is heaven, doubt that there is hell, doubt that there are beings in heaven, doubt that there are beings in hell, yeah. And doubt that there is karma, and doubt that there are results of karma, yeah. That is a problem for most of the Westerners. That's why they don't even start to practice, yeah. So I mean, what is the second fetter? Not keeping the five precepts. I mean, self view, yeah. Self view goes with the anagami, yeah. Self view, yeah. I mean, what needs to be cut down is, yeah, and what I taught, you know, for the ties is, you know, to cut, yeah, to cut, you know, the body, to lay out the body in front of one, yeah, that the body and the citta are one and the same thing. This is the thing that you need to cut, yeah, and that is already difficult. And self, I don't know how these people get these ideas. Huh? Three fetters, you know, I mean, if he reads the suttas, he finds the three fetters. Fetter of doubt, you know, fetters of not keeping the precept, yeah. One day we keep them, the next day we don't keep them, then we keep them again, then we don't keep them again. That is the second fetter. I mean, keep the precepts from now on, you know, never ever go against the five precepts, yeah. Then you're ready and you have no doubt about all these things, yeah. And then cut, yeah. And then see that the body is not self, yeah. That the body is a vehicle, yeah. Self is compromised of the five khandhas, yeah. And one of the khandhas, yeah. One of the khandhas is the body, yeah. I mean, feeling, you know, it's my feeling, you know. You dare to, yeah. Yeah? You dare to hurt my feeling, yeah. It's not my feeling, it's a feeling, yeah. Yeah? It's my thought. No, it's not your thought, yeah. It's a thought, yeah. It's my, you know, it's my memory. No, it's not your memory, it's a memory, yeah. These are the things, you know, that comprise, and consciousness as well, yeah. These comprise self. I mean, only the anagami, yeah, is free of yourself, yeah. We are free, you know, Sotapanna is free of you, that the body is self, you know. So he doesn't do any, you know, he doesn't go down to hell, you know, or he's born in the lower realms, yeah. I mean, that is already very, very tough, yeah, I mean. Yeah? Next.
This is a bit of a mess, I don't understand it myself. Greetings again. Can I please ask Ajahn Martin what insight is in meditation and how can it be developed using Anapanasati, like he teaches?
No, I'm not teaching. I'm not teaching insight through Anapanasati. That there are other people who teach that, you know. There's samatha and there's vipassana. Samatha is the concentration of, you know, it's either Anapanasati or meditation of Buddha. Yeah? Vipassana, as I explained just before, you know, is, yeah, concentrating on one object that we want to investigate and then asking the right question. That is vipassana. Okay. Finish. You can listen to what I said before.
Yeah, and then he talks about noting technique and he has a fear of abandoning his noting technique.
Yeah, then he should abandon it. Yeah, I mean, I said, you know, the noting technique, you know, noting there's a thought, but only not this kind of thought or that kind of thought. Just noting there's a thought, there's a memory, there's a feeling. That's it, and go back to the Buddha or go back to the breath. It helps us to develop, you know, to develop an access to the knowingness. Yeah? And then after a while, once you know, because this noting comes from the knowingness. The knowingness knows there is a thought. And we just note it, you know, we just make it obvious, you know. Yeah? But you know, once we get a little bit calm, you know, we don't need this noting anymore. It is a burden, actually, you know, it hinders our practice. Yeah? So if he is afraid of leaving out the noting, then, you know, I mean, then he should leave it out, yeah? Okay, next.
Lieber Rajan Martin, liebe Sangha, falls ihr mal wieder einen Besuch aus Deutschland habt, falls ihr mal wieder einen Besuch in Deutschland plant,
nein.
Und es diesbezüglich einmal wieder einen Vortrag in deutscher Sprache geben sollte, würde es mich sehr freuen, wenn man das Thema Chitta versus Bewusstsein und eine Erklärung von Sati in den Vortrag mit aufnehmen könnte. Ich bin mir nicht sicher, ob ich das in den englischen Videos ganz richtig verstanden habe. Herzliche Grüße aus Deutschland und bleibt gesund.
I talk so often, you know, lots of people, you know, I mean, but not in German, yeah. I mean, maybe because it didn't come out, yeah. Lots of people, yeah. Consciousness is one of the khandhas, chitta is not one of the khandhas. The chitta is the chitta and the five khandhas are the five khandhas, consciousness. Ja, und auf Deutsch ist, ne, Bewusstsein ist Bewusstsein und das Chitta ist das Chitta. Das sind zwei verschiedene Stiefel. Ne? Das Bewusstsein weiß, es gibt Consciousness, das Chitta weiß, es gibt das Bewusstsein, ne? Und das Chitta weiß, das Bewusstsein ist entstanden und das Bewusstsein ist vergangen. Und das Bewusstsein entsteht wieder und das Bewusstsein, ne? Er soll sich daran erinnern, wie es in den 70er Jahren, wenn er im Kino war, ne, die Filme liefen, ne, und wenn der Film nicht richtig synchronisiert war, hat man die schwarzen Balken zwischen den Bildern gesehen. Ja? Und das ist da genau, wenn das ist dasselbe mit unserem Bewusstsein. Das Bewusstsein verschwindet für eine Millisekunde oder Nanosekunde, was auch immer, ne, und das kannst du mitbekommen. Und dann entsteht es wieder. Und dann vergeht es wieder. Aber da ist jemand, der das weiß. Deswegen kann es nicht dasselbe sein. Das, was weiß, oder die Qualität des Chittas, weiß, Bewusstsein ist entstanden und Bewusstsein vergeht. Es kann nicht dasselbe sein, ansonsten hätte Lord Buddha dasselbe Wort benutzt. Verstehe ich nicht. Er hat das Bewusstsein unter die fünf Khandhas, an denen wir anhaften. Bewusstsein ist einfach nur, ich bin mir bewusst, dass irgendwas, ein Sinneskontakt entstanden ist. Und dann kommt das Memory und dann kommt das Gedächtnis und sagt mir, welcher Sinneskontakt entstanden ist. Und dann kommen die Gedanken darum. Ne? Ich glaube, es ist in der Pachita Sumapada, das ist glaube ich, auch erklärt. Ne? Was auch immer. Ne? That was in German. So, all of the questions, yeah. Then let's finish the session, yeah. I mean, go back, yeah, and practice, yeah.